All right, as part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Kim Stevens with Frankfort Main Street. Hi, Kim.
Good morning.
How's Kim doing this morning?
Very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little tired from last night, but yeah, I'm okay. So, how are things going in the world of the small business downtown, and how are we doing with everything so far?
Well, I think most businesses are doing fairly well. Things are starting to come back to a little bit more of a normal for them. I know that I visited last week with several of the businesses, and they said, you know, obviously the first 2 weeks were really slow, but many have adapted and started doing some things online. So they're, you know, doing a lot of online sales and curbside pickup still. But the majority of them are very pleased with how business has bounced back.
Thanks. Were those the two main things that the online sales and the curbside, was that the two main things that people had done to get their sales back, or was there something else that came along with that?
Well, I think there are a couple different things, especially for the restaurants. A lot of them started doing kits that you could pick up and take home and make an experience with your family to make a pizza or decorate cookies, that kind of thing. A lot of the boutiques have done many videos talking about their products, which, you know, is let a lot of people know of the different things that they do, not just clothing, but, you know, a lot of them sell shoes and jewelry and purses and different things like that. So that's been a real plus for all of them.
Do you think that they have found out that maybe a lot of people didn't know exactly what their business was, or is that something else that's entered into this picture?
No, I think that it has really brought a lot of light to what many of the businesses do. A lot of them are very diversified. And like I said, you know, they may be a women's clothing boutique, but, you know, they sell many different things, whether it's soaps and maybe some children's clothing as well, different things like that. And then the antique shops, you know, those have always done extremely well in our community. And I think that even during this uncertain times, the majority of them have done extremely well. So, but again, it's a lot of online presence, I think, has been very helpful.
Do you, tomorrow you're bringing back your Thursday Thunder, I take it. You still plan to do that tomorrow?
Yes. Actually, we are doing the Thursday Thunder. The Chamber will be pretty much doing this one. I'm on vacation this week, so unfortunately I will not be able to be there, but we will have, there will be a DJ there. I know that we do have a food vendor that's going to be there, and at least one or two artists and other vendors that will be participating.
What's the time frame going to be tomorrow?
It's 5:30 to 8.
5:30 to 8. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I think there's that word, that four-letter word you always like, called rain in the forecast too, which is not fun to have in for the first part of the year.
Well, that's why we pushed it back to June, because May has been notoriously, you know, known on Thursdays for whatever reason, especially if we have a Thursday Thunder, that it has been bad weather and we've not been able to be real successful in May. So we've pushed it back to June, hoping that, you know, we would have better weather. And it sounds like maybe tomorrow afternoon or evening, early evening, may be okay.
How are we going to replace? I know we don't replace the hot dog festival, but how's the best way for people to normally have that weekend next off? What do you suggest that people do that way? Because the park's still going to be open by that time.
Okay, I'm not sure. You were kind of cutting in and out.
Okay, well, we know that the hot dog festival is off for this year, and for a lot of people still have that weekend probably X'd off. So what do you suggest, or what do you think is going to be good for people to do that weekend that they're normally here?
Well, you know, we've tried to be in communication with most all of our vendors from past to let them know that, you know, go ahead and put this on your calendar for next year. We apologize, but many of them have not been able to do one festival yet. So, you know, this is going to be a rebuilding year, even though, you know, the festival time hasn't even, our festival hasn't even hit yet. We will be attending several festivals this fall and winter to recruit vendors, because we know that many of them are not going to be able to survive through this.
And that's what really, you know, that's the thing, you know, being in the business that you're in, that's something that kind of hurts a little bit, doesn't it? You got to go out and recruit and take people away from other people.
Right.
Okay. Are we missing anything, or is there anything else we need to talk about that you really want, that you want to bring up?
No, I just really encourage you to make sure that you're shopping local and supporting our small businesses. You know, several of our restaurants are back open to some kind of seating capacity and or takeout. So, you know, just remember that they are supporting families, and be watchful for our We Are Main Street signs that will start showing up in the business storefronts actually this week. And then we will be doing the Small Business Spotlight that will be coming out. We actually have, I think, four that are in the hopper ready to go. So,
Kim, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. You take care, stay safe, and have some fun, too, okay?
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
As part of the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, Kim Stevens. Appreciate her time today, especially on vacation.